And I just wanted to run through it a little bit to give you one more option that you could use for your webcasting needs. I know that some of you do some street preaching and you like to stream that out to the benefit of more people. And devices like this could be helpful for that. It is a very small device. It's very compact. It's very nice. It's got the camera built-in microphone up top, these little holes here. But as often is the case, the microphone built-in is never really sufficient. So this particular device has something that I love, which is this, an external microphone. So you can plug this into what? Your soundboard. At church, you can plug this into just an external microphone. If you're on the street, you can have a wireless mic just sitting beside this thing, just Velcroed onto the side of this. So this is a really important feature, is to be able to have good sound coming into this. And down here you have USB-C. This is used to transfer as well as to charge. So it's nice that it's a USB-C. And this here is a micro SD, which is also very convenient so that you can record straight onto the device. But this is essentially a streaming box. So this will stream out to the internet via Wi-Fi. So you have to connect this via Wi-Fi, and you're thinking, oh, I'm on the street, so how am I going to do that? Well, you can tether it to your phone. That is one idea, or you can get yourself a little hotspot device. But it's got the Wi-Fi built in, and it's a very simple setup. You set it up, and I'll show you how to do that very quickly. You press this button, and it will just start streaming out. So if you set it up to go to Sermon Audio, and if you use that in connection with the multicast, then you can see how interesting this could become, where you just send it out to Sermon Audio, and then it sends it out from there to wherever. And it's got this screw on the bottom, obviously, and this fits in very nicely into just any regular microphone stand, and it just works great. This is a good device, and it's really not that expensive considering all that it does. And then what we'll do now is I'll show you very quickly how to set this up. There it goes. Now, the very first thing that happens is that you're going to be asked to connect. And it's a very simple setup. And of course, there's a battery in there. You see that there. So it's completely standalone. You hit connect. And we're just connecting. All we're doing is we're connecting the app to the device. So the device is just sitting there on my table. And I'm just showing you what the app interface looks like. This is the app interface, okay? On here, if I turn this off for a second, you'll see there's a big red button down there in the lower left. That's how you configure your streaming setup. But over here on the right, you have all kinds of different options. I'm not going to go through all of this. But here you can set up things like filters. You can set up the microphone. Really interesting things here. But the important thing is this. I'm going to press this red button right now. If I do that. So here's the settings for the streaming. Right there where it says RTMP, that's the one you want, okay? So RTMP. Now, this has multi-destination. You see that multi-destination? It's got that sort of built in. But the problem with streaming to multiple destinations from the source device like this is that you need to have the bandwidth to go from here to Facebook and YouTube and wherever else. But if you just go to the RTMP, you'll see that I already have this configured. It's a Sermon Audio, and you could hit the plus button down there for new RTMP. That's how you would do it. But let's go ahead and go to the configuration. And here all I have is the stream URL and the stream key. And you just get that from the website itself, Sermon Audio. So what you would do is you would just go to the webcast manager and just grab those two values, paste it in here and hit save. And then you're good to go. There's a button on here. It's right there. You can see it. And that's the button you press. You press that, I'll just press it right now, there it's going, and this turns red. It's pretty straightforward. You have your webcast, and that's coming out of that box. It's really nice. Like I say, battery-powered, Wi-Fi, very simple to set up. Really nice app, very nice interface. Any questions about it before we move on? That is the Mevo.